we're very happy about the transition period, which means the same conditions that apply now will apply up to the end of 2020. And then in the declaration, which was published separately, the linkage with the wider trade agreement is maintained there in terms of access and the fish resources. Both the documents don't have everything they want. They are a very good foundation, and I have to recognise the huge effort that the government done and their officials. And I think we have laid a good foundation now, provided, of course, that we don't end up with a hard Brexit, with it being voted down in Westminster. There's a lot of work yet to be done in terms of ensuring through the transition period that we end up with a deal that reflects access and quota shares. We're by no means finished here. We've already a foundation put in, and we still need to build the house.
And with access to UK waters vital for Irish fisheries, as you say, it is now important that this deal is adopted.
It is, yes, yes. I mean, this gives us a very good foundation, because if it transpires that we have no agreement, but then on the 30th of March, there will be mayhem and chaos on the fishing grounds, because we will have no access to UK waters, or they won't have any access to our waters, and we are far more dependent on their waters than they are on ours.